Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from France, we have Sister Mariette Rude Christensen. Sister Mariette is a contemplative nun who was just elected prioress at our monastery in Dax. Her preaching is entitled, Invited to Join the Family of Jesus.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. The mother of Jesus and his brothers came to him, but were unable to join him because of the crowd. He was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, and they wish to see you." He said to them in reply, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and act on it." We all have an idea of what a family is, but when we look around us, the answer is not so evident. I was a child in Norway in the 1960s, where the families were small units, so-called nuclear families. There were fewer children than in the time of my parents, who had grown up with their grandparents living under the same roof. Much has changed since then. Today, many families are blended and reconfigured, and some children stay 1 week with one parent and the next week with the other. Instead of having one mother and one father, some children have two mothers or two fathers. And we also see the growing importance of surrogacy and scientific means of fertilization. In our Western world, some models have been around since the last century. These models weren't around during the time of Jesus. The concept of the strictly nuclear family is a modern phenomenon. This model was largely unknown in the ancient world, where the families were huge. Furthermore, the families were significant structures in the society, and each family protected its members. When Jesus' mother and siblings come and ask for him in today's gospel, the answer of Jesus is indeed surprising. Jesus said to them in reply, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and act on it." Jesus founds a new sort of family. This family is composed of those who hear the word of God and act on it. Earlier in the same chapter, Jesus has told his disciples the parable of the sower. The seed is the word of God, and the seeds that fall on the rich soil are the ones that embrace the word of God with a generous and good heart and bear fruit through perseverance. The new family of Jesus is an application of this parable. Those who listen to the word of God and who shape their lives according to the love of God, as it is revealed in Jesus Christ, are brothers and sisters of Jesus. Jesus does not exclude his biological family from this new family. His mother and siblings just have to accept that all who listen to the word of God belong to this family as well. Jesus had founded a new community, a community where all are invited. This community expands the socio-cultural borders as well as the family borders. It is composed of men and women gathered around the Word of God who try to live according to the gospel. They see themselves as brothers and sisters. They have the same Heavenly Father as Jesus, and Jesus' mother, Mary, is also their mother. Becoming a disciple of Christ is then entering this family where the spiritual links are stronger than blood. So whatever your own family experience may be, you are welcome to join something quite different. Our Christian community is founded on the Word of God. In our liturgy, the word is proclaimed, meditated, sung, celebrated, and worshipped. Each of us is encouraged to center our lives around the Word of God. The Word of God is solid and stable. The Word of God, who became flesh in Jesus Christ, is the church foundation. The Holy Spirit keeps us thus alive in a growing community. So when you listen to the Word of God and act on it, you behave as a genuine member of this stunning family.